Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous discussion where we saw that the idea of Karbanos is Chazara La'ayin, going from the Yesh, from the physical reality to the spiritual, super reality, higher level existence. It's the idea of the Karban. And that it's Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, that it's an exchange. It really should have been me. But instead, it's the animal, and that's the kavana one is supposed to have. But yotzeis min klal hakorbanos is akedas Yitzchak. Shekolo sheitzel hakorbanot sholet yisod ha'tmura. Normally, by karbanos, you have this yisod of tmura of nefesh tachas nefesh. Comes the akeda. Shehaisa benafsho shel Yitzchak atzma belishim tmura. Here, there was no animal instead of a person. Here was just a person in principle and theory. And from this yitziyah min haklal, this exclusion becomes a foundation, a root for the rule. The exclusion to the rule becomes the foundation for the rule. That we can say that if not for the Mesiras Nefesh of Yitzchak, we wouldn't have this yisod of tmura, of the animal coming in man's stead. Rather, just because one time, a man, a human being, was Meiser Nafsho, and he was Mevatel, all of his Yeshus, all of his existence, all of his being, to the Ayin, that Ephra Shel Yitzchak Tzavar, Munach Agabe HaMizbeach. So Yitachin Mikan Ve'elach Mahalach Shel Tmura. Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Now we can have a soul for a soul, an animal for a person, because there was once a person who was actually willing to give himself up, to give up his life. It says in the Medrash, in Talmud Be'eliyahu, Kol Omer V'Shachar Oso Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafon L'Fnei Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu zocheh lo akedas Yitzchak. Tachsiv adam ki akriv mikem min habehema min habakar. That if it says, when you say v'shachar oso al yerach hamizbeach tzafona, God remembers the akedah of Yitzchak. Akedah of Yitzchak is adam ki akriv mikem min habehema min habakar. So Chiddush HaRim explains this medrash, that a person has to have a ratzon to give his own nefesh to Hashem, and the animal comes instead of the person. That's what Yitzchak was po when he was nekad. And now Hashem takes the substitute. So we have Adam ki akriv mikem min habehema. How do you makriv in Adam? Min habehema. Because the behema is tmuras ha'adam. It's instead of man. Vayisa Avraham, that's because of Yitzchak, because he was willing to give up everything, his own self. Vayisa Avraham et einav vayar bina aya lachar ne'achaz basvach bekarnav. Evin v'ra'a dat kono. Chesed ha'boreish yikach menu tmura. In other words, now he sees that this ram, its horns are stuck in the bushes. So he understood das Hashem, das kono, that this is going to be a substitute. And he takes the ayil v'ayaleh lola tachas benoi. What do you mean tachas benoi? Nefesh tachas nefesh. Mikan ve'elach zeya mishpara korbanos. Tachas b'no, Rashi, ha'kol avoyde she'asim mimenu ha'yem mispa'al v'om yiratz n'shteizu kilu yasuya b'bni. Kilu b'ni shachut, kilu zaruk dam, dam gzaruk. All this avoyde he was doing with the ayil, he said it should be as if it was being done to Yitzchak. V'koyach ha'yse tefila, himshich pula sa'kede al kol ha'korbanos l'kol ha'doris. Tachas b'nai, like it says in Rashi, ki ilu b'ni shachar, as if my son is being rachman al itzlan. Shachta damu zaruk, as if it's his blood being thrown. Nikdar, it's he's being burned. Nasadashin, he's becoming ashes. Ashtoch leno esh legamre. Until the esh completely consumes him, like we saw, the idea being that he's completely given over to Hashem. Going back to the ayin. It says in the Medrash Rabbah, the beginning of his Osa Bracha, and the Pasuk Rabbah's Banos HaSuchai HaVatel Yisal Kulano, Medaber b'moshe, sh'nisa aliyosu min hakol. Because Yitzchak said to Moshe, I'm greater than you, because I was willing to, I spread out my neck al gabei mizbeach, and I saw p'nei Hashechina. And Moshe says, I'm better than you. I'm higher than you, nisa aliyosu yoser mimcha. You saw the p'nei Hashechina, and your eyes became dim. His eyes became dim. My meraos, meraos ha-shechina, because he saw the shechina, that's why his eyes became dim. But I saw the shechina panam al panam, and my eyes didn't dim. It says, lo ka se'eno. It wasn't kohus einayim. Very, very strange medrash, which we've discussed other junctures. So we can explain the hitpa'arut, this pride that Yitzchak had in his spreading out his neck, al gabei mizbeach, and riyas p'nei Hashechina, shehisig bebitul yeshuso madrega gavoya. He was masig when he's mevatel his yeshus, his physical existence. A very high madrega, there's no chatzitza between him and God. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer 32, it says when Yitzchak was naked al gabei mizbeach, he lifted up his eyes, he saw the Shechina. It says, Kilo Yerani Adam Bechai, you can't see the Shechina. So instead of dying, his eyes dimmed, and his sum is like a mace. Now man is in the world of the Yesh, of the physical existence. And the Tchum of the Ayin, the area of the what's beyond that, is beyond him. Bech Yira Mokom Achibur Shel Yesh Al Ayin. How could he see this connection between the Yesh and the Ayin? And therefore, lo yirani adam v'chai, if a person tries to see the ayin, the ain self, then he dies. But when we die, we see it. Shavim misas mistak mitchum ayesh v'amchitzas betelim. When we die, we leave the world of the yesh, and there are no more mechitzas between the yesh and the ayin. And therefore, when we die, we can see to the ayin, as Yitzchak did the Akedah. But mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzchak wasn't supposed to die at that time. V'yikra elav malach min ha-shamayim, v'tishach yotcha l'nar, atas lo ma'uma. Chayin esara kitrug al shara ma'shara. Now there's a kitrug, ki lo yirani adam b'chai, he's not dying. But he's supposed to die because he sees the Shechina. Sh'arei klav yishmai ha-vigali sh'yitzchak ben ha-chayim toch tchum ha-yesh. Because God knows that Yitzchak was staying alive. He was in the world of the Yesh. And if so, he didn't have just to look at the Shechina, place the Chibur between the Yesh and the Ayin. But since he was masik that dark of Bittul Yesh from the series Nashul Shemayim, so that was misalik the Kitruk, that removed the Kitruk. Now this new union of Sumo Chashuv Kames, he doesn't have to die. Emes we shall call all of my yesh sof v'lashuv l'ayin. So the truth is that the whole world of this yesh, this physical world, is going back to the ayin. Me ayin basa u'la'ayin ata holech. That's the Girsa, the Cambridge manuscript of the Mishnais. Me ayin basa ula ayin ata holech. Shisa alfi shnin habe alma b'chad charuv. Shneamar v'niska v'shem levad v'yom ahu. 6,000 years of the world, and one is going to be destroyed. V'niska v'shem, it's all going to go back to God. V'artis Hashem yisakum, it's all going to go back to the ayin. That's what we explained. V'acharei kechleis hakol. After there's a kilyan means everything's going to go back to God. Klos nefesh. Kol sheiri ubisari. Everything's going to go back to God. Pasuk in Tehillim. That's the seventh year, and that's Shabbos. It says in the Gemara, in Erev 63, in the Eishas, Yerev Mitzvah Lahavim and Ayadiyot. Hafi sheishel bitvel ayesh, v'kilyan amtsis Yerev Min HaShemayim. V'atas v'gzeir asesehu baruch hu. Och az Yitzchak b'mitzvah lahavi min ha'ediyot. The yesh comes down from Minashamayim, but it's a mitzvah for a hedyot to bring his own. Even though the yesh of bittul yesh and kilyan amtsias comes down Minashamayim, b'atzis Hashem, Yitzchak held the mitzvah lahavi min hedyot to pashtis. It means that we're supposed to bring our own fire, but Yitzchak himself was the fire. And he was Moser Nafshel Shemai Mat Klesa Nefesh. He brought the Yesh back to the Ayin. And now there's this Silka Mechitzis, this removal of Mechitzis that brings the Shefa Rav. Shel Baruch Ala Oyla Madali Dai. Because what happens afterwards, Ki Barecha Barechacha. And the great Baruch was given to Yitzchak. And therefore Yitzchak said, I'm greater than you. I spread out my neck. I brought such Baruch to the world. And I saw the Pnei Hashchina. In Parashas Bereishis, the Ramban explains that Kain is Hashem Kinyan Hevel, Ki Kinyan Adam Hevel Dama. So Kain was closer to the Bechin of Yesh, buying stuff. They were in a consumerist society. Buy, 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 constantly. People are buying, and they're reading advertisements about what to buy. We're flooded. Hevel is Mahabel that. He says, all Hevel. All the Kinyan were Hevel. Kain is Karv Liyesh and Hevel Ayin. Kain is Kana Kinyanim and Hevel is Mahabel Hevel. Kohel is Hevel Aval and Marmakel is Hevel Aval and Makol Hevel. Shivus Aval and Kenegat Shivus Yimei Bereishis. So what Hevel wanted to do was, with his carbon, he wanted to bring all the Messias of Yesh back to Ayin. And his carbon was accepted, Yard Eshim Neshamayim, not Kain's. We spoke before about Vayalelo Latachas Beno. So, I want to read the shtickle of maybe two shtickalach of Moran Harav, Nolat Liya, Vayelach Avram Vayikach Zayil, Halach Volokach Zayil, Shiyah Shalom Bator Kinyan. He took the ayil to make a kinyan on the ayil. Shiyasach Imo Ba'avas Hasach Dusakinyanis. He should be misachet, he should unite with it with an absolute acquisition. It's a merit gazach, it seems beautiful what we're saying. The reason you have to make a kinyan on the carbon is because it should be one with you. Because again, it's a substitute for you, so in the melee you have to be misachet with the carbon. How do you do that by making a kinyan? If the pasuk is vayelach avram vayikach es ayil, it's a mekach, it's a kinyan. Vayaleh lola tachas benoi. K'chol oto achazon, k'chol oto oz ahava elohit, asher et lakcha b'levavo, b'yoto mukhan lefol akrovat beno, b'yota mida atzma helat ha'ayil. Opala v'shinui ze, ha'chilu shel Yitzchak ba'ayil. Lekarer b'chol du et kol oto or ha'gvura, v'gova neshama p'nimit, ha'mitztarefet el p'ulat ha'akrova. כי מהלל לעולה תחת בנו, כדבר השם שנגמר יסוד הציווי, וחדלה המשכת הפעולה בבנו, ולמתה נכנס העיל באותו כוח התם וההתעלות הפנימית ממש תחת בנו. על כל עבודה שעבד אמר יהי רצון כאילו נעשה בפני, שבא מתוך כיוון הרצון ותמימות המחשבה, שלא מצא שום התפעלות של ייחוסים טבעיים לשנות את העמדה הפנימית של הנשמה בקישור לאדון כל. With all the power of his love of God that was burning his heart when he was ready to sacrifice Rahman al-Islam, he was ready to sacrifice his own son. So for Isamida, he sacrificed the ayil. It was the same thing. It was nothing changed. For him it was exactly the same fire, the same love of God. He wasn't Kiddush Nasib Ibniz, that's the Tachas Bino. So Mikoch that Tachas Bino, we have the kol adaris that every carbon is ba'etzem tachas anu. It's instead of us. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening, for taking part. Shalom, shalom.